Alante here. Before I start this week's episode, I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this audio blog. Blacken and Grad School was created to encourage and empower women and people of color to and through the grad school journey. Enjoy! Hey y'all, it's Alante with another episode of Blacken and Grad School. And so I'm really excited for this week, and we're gonna go ahead and get started. So first, I want to start with lessons from the trap. Last week, I was like way out of order. It shows how much how much is going on in my world that I didn't realize I went out of order. So first, like I said, lessons from the trap. And this week is Saweetie's Icy Girl. And I think it's to the Geeked Up beat. So, I mean, off rip, like, I loved it. Yeah, that's, I think, I'm trying to think. Like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, very close to the Geeked Up beat. It's, like, sampled, I'll say that. And so, a couple of lines that I really like is, judging from my vibe, you can feel it in my energy. Stacking paper steadily so I can live in luxury. Look in the mirror, I thank God for what I'm about to be. And then, so like, right, this line is just like, you know, you can feel that I'm focused. You can feel that I'm really trying to grind and create a life that I enjoy. And then just also like taking a moment to be appreciative of who I am and what I'm trying to become, or what I already am and what I plan on becoming. And then the next part, she says, never living comfortably, got a lot of goals to meet, which, I mean, that's just simple, right? Like, not being complacent. Who got time for that? Like, you can't be in grad school and like exist in complacency. I think we have moments of being complacent. I've certainly been experiencing that on my own, but definitely not wanting to remain in that space, I think, is really important. And so I really like the song and the beat. Just, it's great. Like, and then the last part is, you trying to get a bag of weed. I'm trying to get a bag a week, which, you know, just, I think just speaks to my hood proclivities of like really being focused on having a comfortable life. And so that's why I feel like I'm always doing a little bit of hustling, because I just want to be comfortable. And then I put it in my savings and invest in the right companies. Like, right, this actually, like, last week I hit an investment account goal. I was really excited for that, because I'm understanding that income is, you have to have income from more than one source. That is how one builds wealth. And so understanding the power of investments. And while I'm still learning and I'm a complete novice, and so I don't really talk about it, but I recognize the importance. And so for the last like year, I've been really trying to take it seriously and put money every single time I get paid into my investment account. And so I kind of kept wanting to get to a certain number, and I hit it this week, and well, last week when I got paid. So it was really exciting. So, you know, Saweetie just speaks to like my little moves and me. And again, like I said, the way that the whole song goes over, you should listen to it. So it's Saweetie, Saweetie, and the song is Icy Girl, Icygirl. And it's just really a dope song, and I like it, and it gives me a little popped, little pop, a little excited in the morning. So that's my lessons from the trap this week. And so we're gonna move to the next segment, where I just kind of give you an update. And honestly, all I've been doing is work. For those of you all who follow me on social media, it's been a little light because I've been grinding. I've just been working. I've been just trying to wrap up the semester. I want to finish strong, but that means I've been putting a lot of other things on hold, which includes working. Oh, well, I won't even say that. I've been working a lot more behind the scenes, and so that's why my social media activity isn't the way I want it to be. But we're about to pick that back up, so that's not going to be an issue. But it's just been crazy with school. I'm over it, not gonna lie, but I still have a couple more days of school left. I'm happy to be done with two of the three final projects. And one, I've done a big chunk of the legwork, so now I have to write it up, which is not really a just for me because I don't really care for writing. But fortunately, in my field, it's not like I have to be super fluffy with it. I just have to tell what happened and speak to that and be done. And there's actually a word limit on this particular project, so I guess I should stop complaining and just get to it. So next, I just want to let you all know that May 21st to the 23rd, I will be hosting a virtual summit called Strengths Not Strikes. And so for those 3 days, each day we will have two speakers who are current graduate students sharing their wisdom, their expertise, their strategies for being successful in graduate school in some space. Like, I understand that it's kind of the timing you might think is weird, right? Like, okay, school's winding down. Why do I need this now? Or why shouldn't I use it or need it in the fall? But what I would argue and what I've learned from my first year is, after my first semester, I was kind of like, damn, I wish someone told me I needed to have these skills or know these things at the beginning of the summer so I could have at least taken the summer to prepare myself versus getting to school and having to acclimate to this new setting, to this new environment, and then also having to like create or develop these skills or these habits, which I think you can at least learn over the summer at your own pace, but you need to know about them. And that's why I thought this would be a good time to do it, because you're not going to be bogged down with classes. Summer, you know, again, you could do things at your own pace and you'll be aware of them versus maybe a week or two before school starts trying to develop a habit. Like, that just doesn't seem logically coherent. So this is why it's end of the semester before summer really picks up, right? It's the week before Memorial Day. So I really hope that you will choose to join me at the summit. I'll be giving two presentations, and then, like I said, there'll be other graduate students who'll be presenting. And last bit of an announcement before I go into the last segment is that I have a website. So you can register for the summit at strengthsnotstrikes.com. It's actually a website now, not just like a landing page. And so I'm very excited for you all to see it. And I, like I said, I really hope that you will join me for the summit, and I'll be sure to keep you all aware of it. And so also an email will be coming out a little bit later today for a link to register. But again, it's strengthsnotstrikes.com, and you can go there and sign up for the summit, look around. I'm going to start posting the podcast episodes on there and the little bit of show notes that I do, so you can go there. Now, today, what I really want to talk about in preparation for this summit and kind of aligning with this summit is the grad school starter pack. And so what are the books you can be reading, skills you can be gaining over the summer that I'll be going in depth in, myself and others will be going in depth on those 3 days, but just kind of to get your, wrap your mind around kind of what all you should be learning or knowing or understanding about. So first book I want to recommend, and I've actually recommended this during a webinar, is The Craft of Research. And so it's by Wayne Booth, Gregory Colum, and Joseph Williams. And I have the third edition, but they actually released a fourth edition last year. And so let me tell you a little bit more about The Craft of Research. So it is literally a really great book, I think, for writing. So it teaches you how to read. Well, not, it doesn't really teach you how to read per se, but it teaches you how to organize your thoughts into a coherent paper and the steps behind the coherent paper. So I'm looking at the table of contents right now, and it's like thinking in print and like what are the uses of research, and then connecting with your reader, And then a section that I really love and I've used many times is asking questions and finding answers, and it helps you plan your project. And then the next section goes over how you can make a claim and support it in your research. And that's all we're really doing in research, right? We make a claim, we support it with evidence, and then it helps you with planning and drafting and organizing your paper and then communicating. It has some visual communication pieces as well, more so like graphs, pictures, etc., and like some tips and tricks on how to appropriately do those things. And another book that's very similar to this book, but I think a little, if you are in the physical sciences, it'll be super useful, is How to Write and Publish a Scientific Paper. And so I have the 6th edition or 7th edition, and they just released an 8th edition in 2016. And so it is a very practical and easy to read and immediately applicable guidance on preparing each part of a scientific paper. And it goes from title to abstract and through each section of the main text. And it gives you step by steps on how to submit a paper to a journal, and which one, what happens afterwards, how to effectively go through the journal publication process. And also has advice on communication about giving presentations or writing proposals. It's just a really thorough book when you're ready to write a paper for your publication, for a publication quality piece. I'm like scrambling, I'm sorry. So that is why I think this book is so good. And I wouldn't say that it's not good for social sciences, but I think it leans, and really you can tell like the target demographic is physical scientists. So just something to consider if you are a social scientist but think this book would be good for you. I think it does have useful information for all fields, but again, like that angle to physical sciences is very obvious there. So that's about reading, mostly writing, which is way more important than I feel like we think it is. Like, I feel like, okay, you know, I'm an engineer, whatever, I know how to write like details, but I find that I have to write so much more now, and I need to kind of flesh out my thoughts more, and I struggle with that. And so these two books, I'm going to implement more. I'll admit I didn't, and now I'm like going to take this with me and leave it in my office. Next is How to Read a Book, which I think I've also talked about. And so How to Read a Book is pretty much, it was suggested to me from the Women and Non-Binary People of Color Facebook group that I've talked about before. And they suggested this book when I was getting frustrated at the beginning of the semester. And so it's really like a guide to reading comprehension. And it literally teaches you different techniques for reading different genres, and also has some thoughts on speed reading, things like that. It's a good book for skimming. I mean, all the books I'm really suggesting are good books for skimming. I wouldn't necessarily suggest sitting down and reading the book front, like from cover to cover. Like, these are good books to have as resources and something you want to familiarize yourself with before you get into grad school, so you know where to look for stuff within the books, if nothing else. So, right, How to Read a Book is by Mortimer Adler and Charles Van Doren. And the last book that another suggestion I was given in that same Facebook group during the same time was They Say, I Say. It's The Moves That Matter in Academic Writing. And it was the 3rd edition, which from 2016. And I looked at that book. I think I have it on my Kindle. And so this book identifies the key rhetorical moves in academic writing, showing students how to frame their arguments in the larger context of what others have said and providing templates to help them make those moves. And because these moves are central across all disciplines, the book includes chapters on writing in the sciences, writing in the social sciences, and new to this edition, writing about literature. So I think it really kind of covers everyone's perspective or the angle for which they are reading. And so I've again, this is a book that I actually just, I think I'm going to spend the summer reading about this because I need to learn more moves and more creative ways to explain or to write about what's happening in the literature that I read. I think this is really useful for literature reviews. Definitely a useful book. Or if you have to like read for class and then write a response, which is probably going to happen, especially if you're in the social sciences. And granted, you've probably been doing this for a while, but it never hurts to gain new skills. Now, one book that I think is really great for mindset is It's Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is a, you know, fairly popular book. I've read it twice. This is also going to be in my summer read. It really keeps me motivated. And it has a really cool, It has a really cool section about kind of almost creating your own like mantra of like, this is what I want to manifest in my life. This is what I'm going to do to manifest in my life. And this is my commitment to it. And so about 2 years ago, like my alarm went off every morning at 6 a.m. and then every night at 10 p.m. when I was trying to make $10,000 additional, like an additional $10,000 a year on top of my salary. And so every day I said that. And I will admit that year, that year I didn't make the $10,000 extra $10,000. But the next year I did. So I say it to say, I think that this book is great. And that was one of the many pieces that this book kind of shared with me. I think it's an amazing book. I'm sure most people have read it or at least have heard of it, but I just want to kind of suggest it again. I think it's just really good about a really great book for creating a positive mindset and a mindset for success, regardless of if it's to build a business and make a lot of money or just to be successful and to remember your intentions. So I love that book. And so I cover reading and writing and mindset. And another book I want, not even a book, another resource I want to tell you about is Data Camp. So depending on your background, you may or may not be familiar with R, but if you're going to be in graduate school, you're going to have to do some sort of analysis of some data in some way. It might not be extensive, but I think it doesn't hurt to understand at least one coding tool. And so R is open, his open source like coding program, and DataCamp has a free course called Introduction to R, and there you can learn like the basics of R. And so I actually learned R back when I got my master's, but I didn't really know what I was doing, so I pretty much had to start all over again when I got to my PhD program, and it just is a pain. I would have much rather spent my summer doing this basic stuff. I mean, like, so what are the main functions? How do I do a for loop? How do I do a while loop? I just kind of forgot those things, and so I had a bit of a steep learning curve when I got to one of my class. The class that's been giving me the most struggle this semester uses R. And so now I feel like I'm relatively proficient, and I know how to like search for what I need and all of those things. But if you can avoid figuring those things out while you're in class and figure that out beforehand, that's to your advantage. It's one less thing you have to worry about once you get to grad school. And so Data Camp is really great for helping you do that. I used it this semester. And there's also another program. It's actually a package that goes within R called Swirl. And I think the reason I'm going to recommend Swirl, maybe even a little bit over Data Camp, is that Swirl is within R. So it teaches you how to use R within the actual console of R. So you get familiar with the console, you get familiar with the coding language, and that way you're not switching from one to the other like Data Camp does. Data Camp makes you're doing it online, so you won't really even have R on your computer yet. So I think that Swirl might be a really cool package. And they have a great website called Swirl Stats that teaches you how to even get started. And then from there, you just jump into Swirl. And so I installed the package this morning and played around with it a little bit. And I thought it was kind of cool. It gives you prompts. It helps you with figuring out, you know, like the basics. And I think it kind of can go even a little bit more advanced. Data Camp, they have like a couple free courses, and then once you start paying for it. And I'm team don't spend money. So, you know, trust world. So I think that's it. I'm just going to kind of go back over in a summary of the books that I suggested and the resources I suggested for like a grad school starter pack. And that would be They Say, I Say, The Moves That Matter in Academic Writing. That's by Gerald Graff and Kathy Berkenstein. How to Read a Book, The Classic Guide to Intelligent Reading by Mortimer Adler and Charles Van Doren. How to Write and Publish a Scientific Paper, the 8th edition by Barbara Gastel and Robert Day. Then lastly is The Craft of Research by Wayne Booth, Gregory Cullum, Joseph Williams. They have two new authors on this last edition, my bad. Joseph Bishop and William Fitzgerald. The introduction to R is great for Data Camp, or use Swirl on your R program. That is all for me this week. I really hope that you'll join me for the summit. Again, it's May 21st to 23rd. We'll be having it in the evenings, and you can learn about all the details. They're all laid right out for you on the website. And the website again is strengths, it's plural, not strikes.com. And just to give you a little idea as to why I've called this entity Strengths, Not Strikes, it's because, you know, as people of color, especially in, I'll say, an African-American community, I feel like what I've heard more than once, especially as a Black woman, is I have two strikes against me. I'm Black and I'm a woman. And so I am trying to take ownership, and instead of looking at my difference, right, what makes me different and what some might consider what makes my situation more of a struggle, they are my strengths. My perspective as a woman and as an African-American person, like those two things enhance my life, and they make my perspective that much more useful, that much more impactful, and I'm much more empathetic, I think, and I'm much more tolerant, you know, as a result. And so those are my strengths. And so we all were told we have some strike against us because we're, you know, light-skinned, dark-skinned, left-handed, right-handed, you know, tall, short, you know, slim, thick, whatever, you know, all these things we're told are like not right. But let's use it to our benefit, and let's take ownership of it and change the narrative and view those things as our strengths and use them to improve our lives. So that's kind of the thought behind Strengths, Not Strikes. And I'm excited. I've been working actually really hard on this. So I'm like, it's not that I haven't been working on stuff related to this. It's just more so been a lot more of behind the scenes organizing. And so that's it for me this week. I hope that you all are having an amazing week and enjoying some nice weather. It's actually warm in Pittsburgh right now, so I'm actually about to take a walk to campus because it's a really nice day. And remember, grad school's tough, but you are tougher. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye. Hi, Alante again. I really want this project to be a resource for my fellow people of color and women in grad school. So if you have any questions or requests for topics, shoot me an email at alante@strengthsnotstrikes.com. That's A-L-L-A-N-T-E at strengthsnotstrikes.com. Please remember to subscribe and review and share with your other friends in grad school. Thank you.